The period under review from 2011 to 2012 is not presented as an easy road for people with disabilities worldwide, and in particular here in Zimbabwe. Persons with disabilities continue to be the poorest of the poor. And while our government has tried to implement various strategies to alleviate the situation, not much progress has been made, mainly due to the unfavorable economic situation and most predominantly because of the negative attitude society continues to have towards people with disabilities. They still face barriers to equal participation in all aspects of life, from those relating to the physical environment or to the information and communication technologies. It is against this background that this year's theme is removing barriers to create an inclusive and accessible society for all.
So what do you want the government to do?
Our government is yet to sign, ratify and domesticate the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. But some other countries even next door to us, South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, they've done so. This convention recognizes the existence of barriers to accessibility. Hence, it respects that accessibility and inclusion of persons with disabilities are fundamental rights actions that will help the government to ratify the convention as it seeks to enable persons with disabilities to live independently and participate in all aspects of life and development.
Mrs. Chereda, can you tell us what your organization is doing then to try and get the relevant authorities to understand and perhaps do something about the concerns you've raised?
We have a program on disability cluster, which we are moving in 5 regions, which is Beru, Bulawayo, Masvingo, Mutare, and Harare, just to gather information on how best we can lobby, push our government so that they can see that this piece of legislation is very important to us, so that them can now sign and ratify the convention.